Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here with you with Peeling Back the Orange, something that you've heard on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora before, and it's back. Peeling Back the Orange, taking a look at Syracuse after their game. The Syracuse Orange football team went on the road against Wake Forest. Syracuse has only been on the road technically twice this season, with the MetLife game being a neutral game location, with Notre Dame and Syracuse traveling to the home of the New York Giants and the New York Jets in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So Syracuse technically has only been on the road twice, and they're 2-0. Syracuse defeating Central Michigan back on Saturday, September 13th, 40-3 with Terrell Hunt. This time around, Syracuse taking it to the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, 30-7. So Syracuse not only winning on the road, but winning commandingly, winning against Central Michigan by 37, and in the game against Wake Forest, winning that game by 23. Also notable in the game, A.J. Long, true freshman quarterback. It was his first start of the season, and he leads Syracuse to a victory after a four-game skid. Syracuse came into the season with a nail-biter that went down to the wire two overtimes, but Syracuse was able to defeat Villanova at home at the Dome 27-26 on Friday, August 29th. As I said before, they won Saturday, September 13th on the road at Central Michigan 40-3, but then went on a four-game skid, losing at home to Maryland 34-20, on neutral ground at MetLife Stadium in New York's College Classic to Notre Dame 31-15, back at home against Louisville 28-6, and at home against the then number one ranked Florida State Seminoles 38-20, which was a loss, but better than the 56-point loss Syracuse had against Florida State in their inaugural season in the ACC last year in Tallahassee, visiting the Florida State Seminoles. This time around, only losing by 18 with A.J. Long and Austin Wilson in at quarterback. Austin Wilson banged up a little bit in the last game, seemingly to have had a concussion. No official word on that, but Austin Wilson out of the game against Wake Forest, so the nod was given strictly to A.J. Long. And A.J. Long responded with a 30-7 victory to get Syracuse back on the winning side of things. And it's amazing how different the season looks with just one victory. Syracuse was 2-4 coming into the game, 0-2 in the ACC. After defeating Wake Forest, they're 3-4 and 1-2 in the ACC. One game away from 500 as far as their season goes as a whole, and one game away from 500 in the ACC. So, that one win making the season look a whole lot different for the Syracuse Orange. They've played seven games. They have five games to go in the regular season. Syracuse needs to win at least three more to become bowl eligible. We're going to take a look at this game with the Syracuse Orange defeating the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, breaking it down. But before we break anything down, I think it's only fair to go to each scoring play from Wake Forest and Syracuse. It's now time to truly peel back that orange in this Wake Forest-Syracuse game. Syracuse, once again, on the road, winning 30-7, to look at every single scoring play and a few other plays that Syracuse had that boded well for the Orange winning on the road and getting back to the winning side of things. So maybe this is how it is. Syracuse has to leave home to get a victory before they come back home. Syracuse had dropped three straight at home, one on neutral ground, before getting back to the winning side of things on the road against Wake Forest. But Wake Forest was the first to score in this game. They scored the opening touchdown, the opening score, but never scored again. And that was by Cam Serenay off of a 10-yard pass from John Walford for Wake Forest. And Mike Weaver's kick made it 7-0. Let's listen back to that touchdown pass from Walford to Serenay.
Walford over the middle end zone. Touchdown, Wake Forest! Cam Serenay!
After that touchdown pass from Wake Forest in the first quarter with 5:29 remaining on the clock, Later on in the first quarter, Syracuse got on the board as well. A 32-yard field goal kick was good by Cole Murphy. Cole Murphy, who has come in after Ryan Norton has struggled. Cole Murphy, the true freshman, seems like Syracuse's true freshman, seem to be taking over. Cole Murphy comes in with a 32-yard field goal, and it goes through the uprights and sounded like this with 1:09 remaining in the first quarter.
33-yard attempt for Cole Murphy. And it is good. Syracuse on the board. Cole Murphy is now 7 of 8 on field goals this season.
Then the second quarter was all Cuse. Two touchdowns scored by the Orange. This one off of a run by A.J. Long from 4 yards out with 7:50 to go before halftime.
Here, watch for a pass. Long escapes. Can he do it with his legs? To the corner. Touchdown! A.J. Long gets the handshake of congratulations as he comes to the Syracuse sideline.
Robert Welsh, a season ago, played against Penn State with the rest of the Orange in MetLife Stadium at New York's College Classic. Robert Welsh was able to get an interception. He went to the one-yard line, flipped, and was just outside. So was able to get the interception, but didn't get into pay dirt for a touchdown. It was different this time around. Robert Welsh, 42-yard interception return, and you're listening to it right now.
Malik Terry snaps the ball for the Deeks. Sean making the line call, and now backside pressure. That's a pick. It's picked off. Intercepted by Syracuse. And take it back for the touchdown, Robert Welsh. 42 yards. Down on his knees at the 30-yard line, he took a massive hit from the blind side.
You're going to see the backside pressure unblocked. Wolford takes a huge hit. But then how about Robert Welsh? Every defensive lineman's dream sees that thing coming. I've seen those drop one too many times. Robert Welsh, excellent job sealing the deal there, taking that one to the house. No one was going to stop him, Bob.
Tyshawn Davis was the man who delivered the blow on the quarterback.
I want to put a special thanks out to Fox Sports South, who is providing all the playback audio that you're hearing right now. The Cam Serenay touchdown, Cole Murphy's 32-yard field goal, A.J. Long's 4-yard touchdown run, and Robert Welsh, defensive end for Syracuse, his 42-yard interception return. All the audio coming from Fox Sports South. We'll take a step aside here. And we'll come back after halftime for Syracuse to tell you what went on in the third quarter for the Orange. That's all coming up here as we peel back the Orange only on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S, pizzeria. .com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your Wake Up Call DT app. You could download the app for your iPod, iPad, or iPhone by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. Once again, to download for your Apple products, iPad, iPhone, and iPod, go to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. Free app, Wake Up Call DT. Over 400 shows, including this one, as we peel back the orange. Make sure you get the Wake Up Call DT app. Don't miss a moment and be the first to all of the audio that you can get through Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora and Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, we've covered the plays that happened, the scoring drives for the first half for Wake Forest and for Syracuse. Syracuse led at the break 17-7. And then in the third quarter, Cole Murphy back on the field, this time from 41 yards away, to kick a field goal through the uprights. 20-7 is the lead for Syracuse after this field goal that we listen in on, courtesy of Fox Sports South.
49 from the right hand. Long enough and perfect. Cole Murphy.
Then the other defensive end can't seem to let go of this game without getting one himself. Robert Welsh got a touchdown. He's on the left side of the defensive line. On the right side of it, Micah Robinson, he wanted some action. He gets some help from his teammates in this 51-yard fumble return for a touchdown. Defensive end, Micah Robinson, putting Syracuse up 27-7. And this is Fox Sports South with the call.
And the lookout from the back. For Syracuse and Micah Robinson. Brandon Reddish was the man who stripped him, and then Robinson picks it up and takes it 51 yards for the score. An interception return, a fumble return, and Syracuse leads it 26-7.
Great awareness by Reddish to blitzing off the backside to chop the ball as it comes out. Scoop and score for the big man. Gotta love that. Nothing excites a team more than seeing that happen. Reddish having a heck of a game.
Oh, it was number 50, John Raymond, who on the ground flipped that ball up in the air. And John was shaken up on the play. He's at midfield and now jogging off under his own power. So a couple of defensive scores today for the Orange D. Gives them four this year, a pick six, a scoop and score, and a 26-7 lead with the extra point coming up.
The final scoring play for the Syracuse Orange, Cole Murphy back out again. He had connected from 32 away, 41 away. This one from 27 yards away. Sends it through the uprights to give Syracuse a 30-7 lead. This is Cole Murphy's third field goal attempt, and it was good. Courtesy of Fox Sports South, here's the audio.
Instead of a touchdown in the red zone. Cole Murphy, this one is good, just inside the upright. And a 27-yard field goal gives Syracuse 30 points and a 30-7 lead, 5:15 to play. Syracuse was really dominated this game since the second quarter began.
Cole Murphy, perfect on the day, 3-for-3 from field goal tries, as well as 3-for-3 on his extra point tries. Cole Murphy bringing Syracuse 9 points off of field goals, as well as the 3 extra points, so 12 for Cole Murphy. Cole Murphy, 12 points, gives him a huge bump here as Syracuse's special teams gets the job done. Offensively, Syracuse scores 1 touchdown. Defensively, 2 touchdowns. So, as it's been stated before, and it's not just coach speak, Scott Schaefer has said it, plenty of his coaches have said it, and coaches around the country say it. You win games in all 3 phases. Offense, defense, and special teams. Every single one of them put points on the board in this game for Syracuse, as Syracuse is the only team to score in the second quarter as well as the third quarter. They get 2 touchdowns in the second quarter, 2 field goals and 1 touchdown in the third, and of course, they had a field goal in the first quarter, the only quarter where Wake Forest scored, where they had the touchdown to open the game. Cam Serenay grabbing the pass from John Walford in the fourth quarter. No one scores. Syracuse holds on. The defense, after the team goes down 7-0, Syracuse scores 30 unanswered points in the first career start for A.J. Long. Plenty to talk about, as well as more plays to listen back from. They weren't scoring plays, but they helped lead to them. Big plays by Syracuse coming up next. Right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the Wake Up Call DT free app. You can also download it on the Google Play Store simply by searching Wake Up Call DT. That's Wake Up Call, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. That's all you have to do is search that one word in your Google Play Store and download for free over 400 shows that you can't miss. Information that you'll get here that doesn't sound like anywhere else. No matter what it is, no matter when it is, it's always here for you 24/7. Whenever it's aired, it's always in your pocket with the Wake Up Call DT free app. Proud to bring it to you. Thanks for listening in. And take a listen in to our sponsors right now, those that help make possible what I do. Those partners that I trust to send you to enjoy their services. They're talking to you now, and I'll be back with you to go into even deeper the Syracuse victory. As Syracuse breaks a four-game skid to get back on the winning side of things and improves to 3-4 on the season, 1-2 in the ACC, after the win over Wake Forest. Plenty more to talk about. We've barely scratched the surface. We'll be back here. Once again, I want to thank the audio from Fox Sports South. Here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com. Peeling back the orange in just a few moments.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel. The best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreisigLady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreisig Lady apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreisigLady.com is the right fit for you. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. some of those plays that were not the scoring play, but huge plays by Syracuse in the game. First off, back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, as well as your Wake Up Call DT app that you can download at the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT, all one word. Wake Up Call DT, as well as for your Apple products, iPad, iPod, and iPhone, by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. We're back here on wakeupcalldt.com and the Wake Up Call DT free app to peel back the orange in Syracuse's victory, ending a four-game losing streak, getting back on the winning side of things, and making Syracuse 2-0, not at home, on the road. Syracuse, road warriors so far this season. Their victories on the road, they have two of them. They have one at home that took double overtime. Syracuse defeating Villanova at home for their lone home win inside the Carrier Dome and winning both times on the road at Central Michigan and in this game at Wake Forest. One of the plays, not a scoring play, but helped Syracuse move forward and help show you what this man truly can bring on to the orange. This is A.J. Long, true freshman quarterback, on a 20-yard scamper for Syracuse.
Long gets out of some trouble. Now turns the corner, 35-40. And out of bounds. A big gain that looked like disaster was written all over that one.
Well, you see a bit of that moxie and that confidence coming from A.J. Long that I saw on tape last week against Florida State. Play breaks down. Great job stepping up. Says, you know what? I got this. I'm going to take off and run it. Watch the end of the play. Watch him lower the shoulder. Just a true freshman. Say, I'm having some fun today. Let's go, boys.
Up next, we listen in, courtesy of Fox Sports South, to Donnie Simmons Jr., his sack for a loss of 15 yards. Donnie Simmons on that defensive line for the Syracuse Orange. He gets a big sack as he finally gets himself to backup quarterback Tyler Cameron in this play, courtesy of Fox Sports South.
The setback behind the quarterback, play action, trouble, and he gets away. Knee touches at the 21. The first man was Wiggum, and then Simmons finished him off.
Julian Wiggum, cornerback for the Syracuse Orange, making a big play, getting into the backfield against Wake Forest to help Donnie Simmons eventually take down Wake Forest for that loss. And now on the offensive side, as Syracuse's three phases were just on in this game against Wake Forest, and that helped them to a 30-7 victory. When you have all three phases, very rarely can you really think that a team is going to lose a game unless the other team is doing exactly that. If it's three phases versus three phases, maybe it comes down to a final play. But in this game, Syracuse's three phases were all working on all cylinders. Injuries, doesn't matter. No starting quarterback, doesn't matter. As far as having true freshmen out there that haven't had experience, doesn't matter. Syracuse faces adversity over the years, and they're responding to it and responding well. They found their way to a bowl game and a last-second victory against Boston College at home last year, and now the Syracuse Orange are looking to go back to a bowl game and looking to have heroics once again. Played well against Florida State compared to last season, and in this game against Wake Forest, guys like Julian Wiggum, Brandon Reddish, who have been contested, people who have stated the fact that Julian Wiggum isn't good in coverage, that he can't cover, that he was getting beat when he was going up against Florida State. How does he respond with a play like this? And Steve Ishmael, Florida guy, who wanted an opportunity, came to Syracuse. A.J. Long and him have formed a great tandem to start. Well, let me say this. A good tandem. You don't want to start out at the highest level. They've started out a strong tandem. Now, consistency will be key for the Orange. As Steve Ishmael and A.J. Long connect on this pass that we'll listen in from Fox Sports South, a 33-yard gain. Steve Ishmael, A.J. Long, seems to be a sign of the future. And it sounds like I'll be talking about these two together for a while if we continue like the last two games.
Pocket moves, long throws. Caught at the 20-yard line. What a grab by Ishmael. First down, Orange.
Coming into this matchup with Wake Forest, Syracuse Orange running back Devontae McFarland had 6 attempts for 21 yards over 6 games for Syracuse. Well, his 6 attempts for 21 yards, can't say that they were eclipsed, because if they were eclipsed, I would say it's more fair to say that the moon went through its entire sequence from full moon to half moon to new moon on this. An eclipse would not give it justice. 6 carries for 21 yards, and then Devontae McFarland goes 86 yards on 1 carry. From full moon to new moon, Devontae McFarland changing the game here. He's silencing Wake Forest here, but changing the game in the sense of, where has this guy been? Now all of a sudden he's showing up 86 yards after gaining 21 in 6 games. Big play by Devontae McFarland, as Devontae McFarland did something else special in this game. We'll listen into the audio from Fox Sports South, and then we'll talk about it.
AJ Long at quarterback. Ball to Gully, rather to McFarland, and he's off to the races. McFarland, will he be caught? Yes. He'll be marked down at the 5-yard line. Bud Noel never gave up on the play.
Outstanding blocking on this play. Opened up the hole, and this is a big type of play right here that just really can put the nail in the coffin.
Devontae McFarland doing something special in this game. 21 yards off of 6 carries in 6 games. And in this one game alone, that 86-yard run ended up turning into over 100 yards on the day. Devontae McFarland becoming the 3rd Syracuse running back to surpass 100 yards in a game this season. Prince Tyson Gully has done it twice, as well as Adonis Amin Moore doing it once. He did it on the road against Central Michigan. And now on the road, Devontae McFarland. So 2 road games and 2 players over 100 yards on the ground for Syracuse this season. Adonis Amin Moore against Central Michigan. Devontae McFarland over 100 yards against Wake Forest. 10 carries, 114 yards for an 11.4 yard per carry performance. Syracuse just shy of 200 yards on the ground, over half of them coming from Devontae McFarland. 114 for McFarland, 199 overall, as McFarland, Tyson Gully, George Morris II, Irvin Phillips, and Adonis Amin Moore all see action in the backfield. 5 different running backs, as well as A.J. Long, who carried the ball 5 times for 9 yards, including that 4-yard touchdown that he had. Huge, huge play by Devontae McFarland, just showing once again how very, very deep the Syracuse backfield is. And the final play that we have for you here, courtesy of the audio from Fox Sports South, comes from another true freshman, linebacker Zaire Franklin, who decided to just come in once again, make another big play. No big deal. He's been making big plays throughout his first season with Syracuse, and he does it again against backup quarterback Tyler Cameron, sacking him on this play late in the third quarter.
3 of 11 on third down. And the lefty out of bounds at the 38-yard line. There, Franklin was the man in pursuit.
We'll take another step aside here from the great partners that connect with Dan Tortora Broadcast Media and with you every single day. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, Peeling Back the Orange, here on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Wake Up Call DT free app, available for all Apple products as well as on the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT on the Google Play Store. And for your iPod, iPad, and iPhone, wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Download the free app, and of course, you can always get it here on wakeupcalldt.com and become a free member by getting your press pass right on the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com. We'll be right back after hearing from these special sponsors promoting every great thing that they do in the community for you every single day. You'll hear from them, and then we're back at it, peeling back the orange, right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum. Jim Lee created this book, 15 Feet for Free, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and your Wake Up Call DT free app that you could get on the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT, one word. Wake Up Call, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. And you can also get it for your Apple products, iPhone, iPad, iPod, whatever it may be. WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile is how to get it. WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. Download the free app, and you could take it on your phone, on your tablet, laptop, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You could take it with you anywhere you go. You'll never lose the signal, and it's always on. Wake Up Call DT app, over 400 shows always available when you want them, right now, and always, Wake Up Call DT, free app, and wakeupcalldt.com. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora as we continue to peel back the orange. You've heard audio courtesy of Fox Sports South on the scoring plays for Syracuse as well as Wake Forest. Wake Forest had one at the beginning of the game, and then Syracuse had 30 unanswered points to end the game, winning 30-7, as well as you heard from some of those other big plays by the Syracuse Orange in this road win over Wake Forest to keep Syracuse unbeaten on the road, 2-0 this season, defeating Central Michigan and Wake Forest. Now it's time to take a look at Syracuse, at what they did numbers-wise. A.J. Long in his first career start, he's a true freshman quarterback. A.J. Long completed 22 of his 32 passes for 171 yards, no touchdowns, but no interceptions. As I said before, Syracuse had 199 yards on the ground. The only touchdown on the ground came from A.J. Long, the quarterback, but Syracuse had five running backs involved. Devontae McFarland surpassing 100 yards. Right behind him was Prince Tyson Gully, who amounted 36 yards on 10 carries to McFarland's 114 yards on 10 carries, 86 of those 114 yards coming on one play that you heard from Fox Sports South audio here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora just a little while back. Steve Ishmael, the leading receiver for the Syracuse Orange, also a true freshman, he caught the only touchdowns of the game Syracuse had against the then number one Florida State Seminoles a game ago. Steve Ishmael hooking up with A.J. Long twice. In this game, he's the top receiver. So seeing very young group, two true freshmen, two incoming 2014 recruits for Syracuse that became commits and are on the field in their true freshman season, Steve Ishmael and A.J. Long showing very early on some signs of something beautiful for the Syracuse Orange. Steve Ishmael averaging 12 yards a catch, 6 receptions for 72 yards to lead the Orange. Behind him, Jared West had 5 catches for 41 yards on the day. Irvin Phillips also out of the backfield, 4 catches for 10 yards in the game, as well as Prince Tyson Gully, who caught, as well as Devontae McFarland, both of them getting a catch out of the backfield. Josh Parrish, Jeremiah Cobina, and Adrian Fleming all catching passes as well for the Syracuse Orange. And, of course, defensively, Robert Welsh and Micah Robinson on the defensive line. One getting an interception, another one picking up a fumble. Both of them going into the end zone for touchdowns for the Syracuse Orange in this game. Syracuse coming up big against Wake Forest, having a very, very strong performance in this game. Syracuse with 17 first downs under A.J. Long, their true freshman, to Wake Forest 12. Syracuse totaling 370 yards to Wake Forest 170, 200 better than that. 171 to 99 passing yards for the Orange, 199 to 71 rushing yards for the Orange. Syracuse having more in all those categories, and unfortunately having more in this category, penalties. 6 penalties for 55 yards to Wake Forest, 3 penalties for 35 yards. Even though it's a win, and it's a big win, 30-7, you want to condense penalties because they will come back to bite you in most games. On third down, Syracuse was 9 of 19, holding Wake Forest to 3 first downs on 15 tries. Syracuse did not try a fourth down conversion. Wake Forest was 1 of 2 there. Big thing for Syracuse, though, despite the 6 penalties, Syracuse did not turn the ball over at all in this entire game. 60 minutes of play, no turnovers. That's huge. And coach talked about capitalizing off of turnovers, and they did that. 2 turnovers forced by Syracuse, both of them for touchdowns. Time of possession almost even between two teams. Syracuse had it for almost 32 minutes, and Wake Forest for a little bit over 28 minutes in the game. The Syracuse Orange, very strong play with A.J. Long as their true freshman quarterback. Didn't have a passing touchdown, but led the team to a victory. Got to give credit to the defense. And Cole Murphy going 3 for 3. We'll take another step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, to hear from our great partners once again that you definitely have to go to if you haven't been already, and I know many have. So thank you for going out and supporting the partners of Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. We'll be back here to tie everything up. Syracuse peeling back the orange in their victory, 30-7. Syracuse winning the game on the road to stay unbeaten on the road this season. They will have their next game on the road as well up against the Clemson Tigers. We'll be back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com as well as on your free Wake Up Call DT app. Stay tuned.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Peeling back the orange, you've heard audio from the game. Syracuse scoring drives as well as Wake Forest scoring drive. They only had one, a touchdown in the first quarter of the game. You also heard audio from other big plays from the Syracuse Orange in their big 23-point win, 30-7 over Wake Forest, courtesy of Fox Sports South with that audio. audio. We're peeling back the orange and taking a look at some other key areas for Syracuse. Red zone has been an issue for the Orange on their four-game losing streak. Getting to the red zone but not being able to score or settling for field goals. The Syracuse Orange had four red zone chances. They went 4 for 4 in this game, 3 field goals and a touchdown. So Syracuse in the red zone, even though they're not all touchdowns, Syracuse was able to get the job done in this game, 4 for 4 in the red zone, only allowing one red zone opportunity to Wake Forest, which was that touchdown pass from Walford in Wake Forest. Only score of the game, that 7.70 lead at the beginning of the game in the first quarter. So Syracuse taking care of business as far as that goes. And defensively, obviously the 2 touchdowns, huge. Also want to make a note of Julian Wiggum and Brandon Reddish, both cornerbacks for Syracuse, getting to the opposing quarterback against Wake Forest. Came up big, gave some opportunities, getting to the quarterback, forcing the quarterbacks to make mistakes. Brandon Reddish getting to the quarterback that forced the fumble that John Raymond flipped up to Micah Robinson. So a big play there. Micah Robinson did get the touchdown running it back for a score, but wouldn't have done it without John Raymond having that very quick play on the ground for the defensive line to get to the football and flip it up. As soon as the ball hit the ground, John Raymond's on the ground and just flips the ball up in the air while Micah Robinson is running by. Huge play for the Syracuse Orange. Says a lot about the wherewithal of the players on the field. Says a lot about John Raymond fighting back from his injury and being so strong in the last game against Florida State, making some good plays, and in this game, obviously making a play that turned into a touchdown after Micah Robinson ran it back. Julian Wiggum, Brandon Reddish, big credit to them there. Brandon Reddish, like I said, with that forced fumble, and Ron Thompson with a pass breakup. Also credit to him there with his pass breakup, as well as Eric Kroom and Robert Welsh getting his interception, which was huge for the Syracuse Orange, going back 42 yards, avenging that the almost touchdown that he had against Penn State, where he got the interception and was able to get all the way back to the 1 yard line, flipped in the air and did not get in. This time he's on the left side once again, gets in this time for Robert Welsh. Big Robert Welsh getting the job done for Syracuse. Plenty of tackles for a loss in this game. Credit to the Syracuse Orange, who really figured out a way to get it done. Their linebackers, their cornerbacks, and their defensive line all causing havoc for Wake Forest. It was a passing team coming in over 1,000 yards through the air, not many yards on the ground, under 200 yards on the ground coming into the game. Believe it was 179 carries for 186 yards, 1 yard a carry. So you knew this was going to be a passing team, so you know that they're not going to be a balanced offense. If you figure out the pass, you'll eventually find a way to defeat the pass. Syracuse figured it out. This was a team, Wake Forest, coming in averaging 31 rushing yards a game. Syracuse saw the pass, understood what they were up against, and whether it was Walford or Cameron, were able to do what they needed to do to read the ball well and to take a one-dimensional offense and make them pay for being one-dimensional, winning this game 30-7. I want to thank Fox Sports South once again for all of the audio that they provided, all of my partners that helped make this show possible, and you for listening in as we peel back the orange on a victory. 2-game winning streak to start the season, 4-game losing streak, and now back on the winning side. And all of a sudden, Syracuse is 1 game out of being 500 and out of being just a few games away from being bowl eligible. And they're also 1 game away from being 500 in the ACC. Syracuse Orange, all of a sudden, season looks different. From 2-4 to 3-4, from 0-2 to 1-2, Syracuse fighting on the road. Scott Schaefer will have the boys ready next week against Clemson, and you can be sure that you'll get plenty of coverage from WakeUpCallDT.com, your WakeUpCallDT app, all a part of Dan Satora Broadcast Media. And make sure to follow me on Twitter, at CallDT, and on Facebook, Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT for up-to-the-minute news on the Syracuse Orange. God bless. I'll talk to you soon. For now, we're all set peeling back the orange on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, but you know there's plenty more slices to come this season.